This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. A recent report by the United States Department of Agriculture Economic Research Service studied whether incorporating cover crops into livestock systems is more profitable than livestock operations that do not use cover crops. We will hear more from research ag economist Maria Bowman next.
May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Maria Bowman, research ag economist with USDA, says there is an economic benefit for livestock systems that incorporate cover crops in their operation.
Many studies found that integrating cover crops into livestock systems was more profitable than livestock systems that weren't using cover crops. And that was primarily driven by that forage value of the cover crop, so using it and feeding it to livestock.
Bowman says that cover crops are often viewed only through the lens of the row crop farmer and the agronomic benefits. She says the benefits extend to cattle operations as well.
Often when we talk about cover crops, we're thinking about providing that living seasonal cover that's often left out there, providing those environmental benefits. But cover crops can also be used for livestock forage. So like livestock could graze them in the spring or the fall, or they can be mechanically harvested and stored.
Bowman says that while incorporating cover crops into livestock systems can improve profitability, numerous factors determine the overall profitability.
Climate and precipitation is another one. If you don't have much water, it's difficult to establish and grow a lot of cover crop forage and labor availability. So potential to expand, but also barriers.
Bowman says that the study helped to answer several questions surrounding the topic.
We just didn't really have an understanding about how prevalent this was. So for a long time, people have been talking about the potential economic benefits of doing that on livestock operations. So in this report, we were really trying to answer some of the basic questions about how common use was and what we knew about the profitability, how many operations are doing it, does this vary by operation type, are they grazing it directly or harvesting it? So I was really excited to work on this report.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.